No, it's the corner of 12th Street. 12th Street. Right, okay, so that's one large pizza. Okay, now half mushroom, half meatball.
Who are you talking to?
The Italian embassy. That's correct.
You're ordering a pizza?
What are you, a week behind? Stay with me here.
Get pepperoni.
If I change the order, his head will explode.
Well, what did you order?
Half mushroom, half meatball. No. So I was telling my wife. No, I didn't want another one. No, just the one pizza, right.
Get half mushroom and half pepperoni.
Let me ask you this. Is it possible, can I change the meatball to pepperoni? No.
He said no?
He's telling me no.
How can he say no?
That's what they mean, New York style pizzas.
Stop my heart as much as you. Tell me all your secrets and I'll tell you most of mine. They say nobody's perfect, well that's really true this time. I don't have the answers, I don't have a plan. I'm mad about you, baby, so help me understand what we do. You can whisper in my ear where we go. Who knows what happens after here? Let's take each other's hand as we jump into the final frontier. I'm about to, baby.
Lisa, can't you at least stop by? Or what am I gonna tell them? Daddy is not gonna believe you've been quarantined. No, then forget it. No, I can't talk to you now.
Unbelievable. Your father has circled the block 9 times. He's gonna have to stop for gas soon.
He enjoys parking. Did you vacuum the curtains?
No. Did you dust the top of the Chrysler building?
I want everything to be perfect for them.
Well, don't make it too perfect, otherwise your mother will have nothing to do.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Did you take a cracker?
No.
Please don't mess everything up.
Honey.
Seriously, I have a plan here. I got pate for my mother. I got the cheese that Daddy loves. They're gonna have some snacks. They'll go through the wedding album. They'll talk about New Haven. They'll grill me a little about Lisa, and then they're off to the matinee.
So it sounds like you don't even need me here today.
I hope you're kidding.
I am. Yes, I am. I'm kidding.
What are you doing?
You're getting very tense.
I'm not getting tense.
Well, whatever you're getting, it scares me because, look, they're only going to be here an hour, so...
I know, and I want to enjoy it. I've been looking forward to this hour all week.
If I were you, I'd hide under the bed. Save me a space.
What is that supposed to mean? You think I'm making too much of this, don't you?
Give me a second. Let me think of the exact right answer because I'm dancing through landmines here.
Why are you making me nuts?
Can I just point out to you objectively, I'm not.
Then why am I so tense?
Because this is exactly what happens anytime your parents cross the Connecticut border. You get... But it's okay. I love you and I will support you. And by nightfall, you're going to owe me so big. Okay?
Why aren't you wearing the yellow shirt my mom gave you?
Because I like this shirt and I'm saving the yellow one for when I'm lost at sea.
Why can't you wear anything they give you?
Well, yeah, how come you don't ever wear that the brooch my mother bought for you?
Come on, that paperweight with a pin in it.
Hey, no mothers.
No mothers,
come
I'm
on.
Sorry. Don't tell my mom I returned the gravy boat.
I was gonna open with that. All right.
Peanut, what do you say?
Jamie, you look so beautiful. Get that hair off your face so the world can see how pretty you are. Hello, boy.
I love this little girl. This is my baby. This is my prize. Been treating her okay, Paulie?
The best care, you betcha.
Paulie, you got a loose doorknob there.
I do?
Right there. You got a screwdriver?
I don't know.
How could you not have a screwdriver?
I got a butter knife and we got a super, so.
I just love everything you've done to this place. Oh, is this the couch you told us about?
No, it's this one.
Oh. Wouldn't you like it better over here?
No, that's why we put it over here. Oh. Well, are you all right?
Ooh, I feel a little dizzy from driving around the block.
I offered to drop you off.
You know, I don't like to be alone in this neighborhood.
Can I get you something to drink?
Water.
Splash of J&B?
Just a splash.
Double splash for me.
Coming up.
Have a seat.
You should see the spot I got. Tell her.
He found a very good spot right by the curb.
Peanut, come and look at this spot.
Oh, wow. Good parking, Daddy.
Jamie, don't you want to know how things are at home, or don't you care?
Oh, no, I do.
The truth is, nothing much is happening. Oh, except the Frosty Hut. It's a crack house now.
Are you kidding?
Somebody should take those bastards out, line them up, and hang them. Publicly. On television. People should
Gus,
be responsible
please,
for...
tell her about the grill I bought you.
Mom bought me a new grill.
Oh, look, she got my favorite pate.
And Daddy's little cheeses.
Such a shame that we can't eat it.
Why not?
Oh, honey, our cholesterol's through the roof. But that's nothing for you to worry about.
We got major medical. Of course, those thieves don't cover half of what they used to.
Oh, Gus, don't start.
Who are you protecting? Are you best friends with Blue Cross now?
You know what? I'm just going to go help Paul with the drinks.
Oh, can I help?
No, no, no. Thanks.
What was she thinking buying that couch?
Looking for something, honey?
Anything that won't kill my parents.
And who says you're not a good hostess?
My mother.
Oh, no. What did she say?
Nothing.
Well, I'm sure she didn't mean it.
There was a chicken in here. Who ate it? Did you eat it?
No, I did not eat it.
Somebody ate it.
Honey, I want you to stand there for a second and just breathe.
Will you stop making demands on me?
Come here. Look into my eye. Look into my eye deep and focus, okay? Listen to me. This will pass.
What are you saying? You don't like my parents being here.
No, I love them being here. I'm not sure I want you here at the same time.
Is there cholesterol in Owens?
No, it's perfectly safe. Unless, of course, I decide to smack you in the head with this jar.
Thank you for your support.
I support you, honey, but can I say to you as your friend that your parents are turning into a little bit of a lunatic?
Uh-huh, and what's your point?
My point is you're not going to change them, so maybe you could just, like, deal with it a little better.
Oh, this from a man who goes into a fetal position every time his mother calls.
I don't believe that's true.
Oh, no?
It happens to be a yoga relaxation exercise. Here we go. Hope these are to your liking.
Oh, look. He curled the lemon twist.
Well, I remembered you enjoyed that last time.
Thank you.
That's a great color on you. It really is.
You're a very thoughtful young man, and you were worried about him.
Not true. I always liked Paulie, especially compared to some of those other prizes she brought home.
What a parade. Oh, who was the one who stole her shoes?
Arnold. What a slug. He was one of the better ones.
Okay, can we stop this, please? By the way, he's a congressman now.
I rest my case.
What do you got there, Gus? Look at this.
We brought you some fresh meat from the shop.
Yo! Boy, you sure you didn't just hit a deer on the way in?
Oh, Daddy, you shouldn't have bothered.
No bother. What's a few steaks?
Did you forget the rib roast?
I didn't forget the rib roast.
This is really way too generous. We're going to have to get a meat locker.
When's your birthday?
I'm just kidding you.
Well, cut it down.
Gee, this is a beauty, Gus. Oh, this would be filet mignon?
Please. Most overrated cut in the industry. For flavor, you always want a rib steak. That's this area here, you know? And for tenderness, you know, you look to your flank.
Hey, what's
hey, Daddy, leave his flanks alone.
You should see my peanut wield this cleaver. Sharpen him up.
You know, sweetie, these single servings are convenient, but they're much too expensive.
That's how they get you. They're counting on the fact that people don't think.
Oh, you know, honey, if you would keep your sharp knives right here next to your everyday cutlery, you wouldn't have to spend so much time wandering around the kitchen.
She'll be dead in 5 years. Whoa. You want to watch those paws? Mommy's got a knife and she's cranky.
Look at the arm on her. She'd have made a hell of a butcher.
Just stop criticizing her.
What do they say now?
She's very fulfilled in her career.
What do they say?
You said she should be a butcher.
What's wrong with being a butcher?
She doesn't want to be a butcher.
Who said she did? I'm the one that broke my back putting her through Yale. What did I think? She's gonna get a BA in meat? I'm proud of her. You're the one that's worried about her quitting her job and having kids.
She can have both. I just want her to be happy.
I am happy.
Then we're happy.
Wow, so after one already, you know, you really better get going, because I don't mean to push you out, but there might be a line at the box office.
Oh, we have our tickets.
But you don't want to miss the overture, because I heard...
It's not a musical.
Traffic?
What are you talking about? The show doesn't start until 8.
You're not going to the matinee?
No. We're going to the evening show. This way we can spend the whole day with you.
No, kidding. Really? Is that good? That's good. That's really good. That's good. That's good.
Okay. Lisa, I'm begging you, please come over now. You know, I don't care if it awakens your eating disorder. I can't do this alone. No, he's no help. He likes them. Lisa, I'll give you money. No, seriously, I have my checkbook in my hand. Fine, I'll send Paul to the cash machine, please. Yes, all right, hurry. Lisa, I love you. Yes, cab fare is included, please. Godspeed. Thank God, now they can torture her.
I'm very happy for you. Hate to bring you down. Your father tells me we got a slow drain.
No, that's fabulous. Fixing that sink could keep him busy for hours, and Mom will be busy torturing Lisa. I'm happy.
This is good. So now you're in the open hostility phase.
What are you talking about?
Every time your parents come, this is what you do. You start off, you're happy, and then you get manic. Then you have that repressed hostility, and now the open hostility.
You see, honey? You had your hair clogged right here in this section. All I had to do was remove the trap, clean it out, reassemble the pipe, and bingo.
It's very handy, your father. 10 minutes it took him.
No, that's nothing. Would have taken me 5, but he had to use a butter knife.
Daddy,
let me tell you something. You know what you need? A good wrench and a set of screwdrivers.
You know what I always wanted to get was a lathe.
Why?
Daddy, you're dripping.
Take it from me, Paulie. You want to cut your teeth on a simple starter set. If you want a lathe, you got to earn it.
I think I could handle it.
No, Paulie. Trust me. A lathe is way too much tool for you.
Well, I gotta disagree with you, Gus. I don't like to toot my own horn, but in woodshop, just so happens I got a B plus.
It's okay. You don't have to prove yourself to me.
Well, Daddy, you're tripping.
Hey, give me this.
Why didn't you say something?
I got it.
Would you look at that piece of crap? None of this would have happened if you kids had decent pipes. Instead, they had to cut corners. They use that nickel-plated junk. I'm telling you, there's no pride in workmanship in this country.
Daddy, please don't criticize our pipes.
You know who's good at plumbing?
Who?
Canadians.
I never knew that.
Common knowledge.
Really?
That's what they're known for. Bacon, hockey, and pipes.
So I guess you never see a clog in Montreal, huh?
Hey, did I tell you about the clog Mom and I had at the house?
Yeah, yes, you did.
Sweetie, tell them about the big clog we had.
We had a big clog.
This is what we heard.
It's Lisa. Talking about the clog.
Show me the cash.
What took you so long?
I had to stop at every food cart between here and my place.
Hi, sweet pea.
Hi.
You're all skin and bones.
Oh, baby. Oh. Oh, I made you brownies.
Oh,
double fudge.
Thanks.
Are you going to finish that pretzel?
Hey, take it. I had 3 on the way over.
Oh, you don't need that salt.
Mom, don't treat him like a baby. He is old enough to make his own food choices.
Isn't it nice to have the whole family together like this?
I don't want to hog all of Mom and Dad's time. Lisa, they're all yours.
Where are you going?
I'm just gonna make some popcorn.
Buttered!
Start earning your money.
Honey. I love your outfit. But wouldn't it look a little nicer if you just filled it out a little bit?
She's so skinny. You don't have that bulimia thing again, do you?
No. And if I did, which I don't, I wouldn't tell you because I wouldn't realize it. That's how it works.
How's the job hunting going? I mean, a smart girl like you, 3 years of college, shouldn't have any trouble finding a job.
Well, considering it's a recession, my unemployment runs out in 2 weeks, and I have no skills. I think it's going pretty well.
Remember, you can always come back home.
I'd rather die.
Honey, Honey, that's really quite enough salt. Your father's blood pressure is going up. He's in the other room.
How's Lisa doing?
Not bad. She's demolishing the brownies and your parents at the same time.
Really?
Yeah. You know something? I never thought I'd say this, but you could actually learn something from her. She's standing up to them.
Oh, like I can't.
No, you could. You could, but I think you enjoy letting your parents turn you into a walking tick.
Like your family's the picture of mental health.
No, but we don't go around pretending that we like each other all the time.
Look who's talking, Mr. Suck-Up. May I curl your lemon twist?
So what, I'm in trouble for being nice to your parents? That's, you know, it's not exactly a picnic for me either.
Oh, come on, you've been having a great time.
Oh, yeah, great time. Your father, he makes fun of my doorknob, and then he casts aspersions on my manhood.
Your manhood?
Yeah, you know, I happen to think I could handle a lathe.
I doubt it.
Oh, you're pleasant.
You're right. I'm just awful. You should have married that girl with a nose job.
You're so cruel. You're just so cruel. The woman had a deviated septum.
They all do.
This is perfect. This happens every time. You know, I don't know why. They push you to the brink, and then what do? You take it out on me.
I'm not taking it out on you.
No, so how come they're out there, and I'm in here being picked on by the peanut?
You know what? Really don't call me that.
What's wrong with peanut?
Nothing, if you have a hat and a cane and live on the side of a jar. I hate that name.
Well, then tell them that.
Oh, I'd love to tell them that.
Well, like you should.
I should just go in there and tell them that.
Yeah, I'm agreeing.
Just nicely, without twitching.
So, is this Stephen a nice boy?
Yes, but he's not a boy, he's a man. A married man.
Where do we go wrong with her?
Mom, Daddy, I have something to say to you. Didn't that used to be over there?
Wasn't I right?
Use it.
Mom, Daddy, I have something to say to you.
She's pregnant.
Oh, that's why she's so moody.
No. I'm neither pregnant nor moody. You know I love you.
Oh, we love you too, honey.
Thank you. I'm not a baby anymore.
But you were a beautiful baby. Had a full head of hair the day you were born.
Not like our Lisa. She was our little cue ball.
I think I'll start going to therapy 3 times a week.
You two are so cute together.
They always were.
Oh, do you remember the song they used to do?
Mom?
These girls, one Christmas, saw on TV a movie. And while I'm still sleeping, they make up this whole routine that's their present to me. It's the best present I ever had in my life.
What was the song?
It's not important.
Of course it is. Do you want to hear the song, Paul?
Well, listen.
No! What I was trying to say is that we're adults now.
You're right. You're right. I guess we can never get the past back.
Exactly.
It's just that sometimes, when we're together like this, I miss the way we used to be.
Gus.
Who knows how many visits like this we'll have together. I just wish we had a video camera back then. Guess I'll never hear that song again.
Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters. Never had to have a chaperone, no sir. I'm here to keep my eye on her. Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing. When a certain gentleman arrived from Rome, she wore the dress and I stay home. Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister who comes between me and my man.
Wonderful.
It was beautiful. It really took me back.
Yeah, it was just amazing, Peanut.
Shut up.
Is it safe?
Almost. All that's left is this stabbing pain behind my right eye.
Did your mother move our bed?
Only a few inches.
What happened to that picture of my mom?
So strange. I'm 30 years old. I'm married. I have a home. I have a job. How come my parents can still push all my buttons?
Oh, wow, that's easy. They installed them.
You were really good today.
I was a saint.
Really? You're the best husband in the whole world.
You're not kidding.
I owe you my life.
And 300 clams I had to pay your sister.
I'm good for it.
You know, the only punishment cruel and unusual enough for your parents would be to spend the weekend with my parents.
Come on, it wasn't that bad.
Hello? Were you here today? Did you see what went on?
No, but every time they leave, I kind of miss them. If I ask you something, will you answer me honestly?
Of course.
Don't you think I sing better than Lisa?
Excuse me?
In the act. Maybe it's just me, but I thought she was flat.